responsible. Consequently, all they're doing is essentially living out the agendas that has been given to them before by other people, and they're filled with this state of what I call disempowering self and empowering the forces outside themselves, or even the genetic and psychic forces within themselves. They're empowering them to continue to control their lives. And I do not want to judge the depth and the extent of the injuries that they may have received or are now being oppressed by. All I am saying is, between what happens to us and our response to it is our freedom to choose our response. And that is the key element of the first habit. It's being alive. It's the habit of choosing your response, the habit of awareness that I am a separate person from all that has happened to me, including all of my feelings, my moods, my genetic makeup, and so forth. Now, people who are ineffective usually do not practice habit two, or if they do, they do it very superficially. Habit two, begin with the end in mind. Instead, these people begin with no end in mind. They just kind of wander aimlessly. If they set goals, that is because of some temporary environmental pressure upon them to come up with New Year's resolutions or some new goals. But they're not that committed. They have no sense of what their life is about, no sense of personal meaning. There's no sense of their own identity. Consequently, they do not begin with the end in mind. They do not envision the future with the sense that I can influence it, that I am the creative force of my own life. Instead, they think in terms of the reasons why they cannot accomplish things.